This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. Representative Pat Tiberi announced his retirement from the U.S. House today. He'll be leaving sometime before January 31st of next year to lead the Ohio Business Roundtable, a business development group in Columbus. Here to discuss Tiberi's career and the future of the seat is WOSU's Mike Thompson. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Claire.
Do we have an idea of why Tiberi is leaving now when his party's in power?
Well, Tiberi in a statement said that he is leaving for family reasons, and this was a great opportunity to join the Ohio Business Roundtable, where he says he can continue his policy work that he's been doing in Congress. The New York Times reports and some other organizations have reported that Tiberi has become frustrated with the gridlock in Washington. You know, I spoke to Pat Tiberi back in the spring, and he expressed some frustration over the gridlock in Washington and how the media covers Congress and how everyone is really divided politically and there's no real common ground. It's hard to find common ground among folks in Congress and in the general public. So it's surprising that he's leaving now, but not so surprising, if you know what I mean.
What about his current position in Congress? What has he been doing?
Well, he's a senior member of Congress. He's been there 17 years. He is on the Ways and Means Committee, which is the congressional committee that writes tax law. And there's a tax reform effort underway right now. So that is surprising that he's leaving during the middle of that. He has a pretty powerful position on that committee. He wanted to be chair of that committee, lost out last year on that. But he's leaving right in the middle of this tax reform effort, which could change the tax code for a generation. So that's a little surprising he's leaving now for this opportunity. But this is a great private sector opportunity. Maybe he felt that he couldn't pass this one up.
We've seen a few moderate Republicans in Congress announce their retirement from Congress, Representative Charlie Dent, Senator Bob Corker. Is this part of a larger trend?
Well, it's starting to sound like a trend, starting to feel like a trend where, representatives frustrated by the partisanship in Congress, perhaps frustrated by having to continually answer questions about President Trump, facing angry voters at town meetings like we saw last summer, that the folks are just decided this is the time to step aside.
What will happen to a seat?
Well, there'll be right now. Congressman Tiberi says he plans to resign before the end of January, which would require a special election. That, from what I've been told, likely would happen in May. There would be a special election to fill the rest of the term. Then there would be another election in November of 2018 to fill the seat for the next term. So that's the next step in this process.
Any ideas out there of who could replace him?
Well, it's a district that definitely leans Republican. So if a Democrat were to run, they would face a pretty tough hurdle to beat a Republican in that district. So, of course, the Republicans are really starting to jockey. Some of the names that we're hearing, of course, you look at state senators. They represent the most people in that congressional district right now. State Senator Kevin Bacon from northeastern Franklin County. Jay Hottinger from Newark is a name you're hearing a lot. Chris Jordan from Delaware County, also representing major portion of that district. Also, State Rep Jim Hughes from the Columbus area, very well known in Columbus, can raise a lot of money. He's also been named as a possible candidate.
Okay, Mike Thompson, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Claire.